And now coming on the show, he is the Houston Dynamo head coach. He's Tab Ramos. Tab, how are you?
Hi, Glenn. Good. How are you? Good to be on. Nice to see that you have Tyler Adams doing the advertising for the program. That's pretty good.
You know, we're going to get, well, I think you did one of those, didn't you? I think we have one of those. We did get one of those with you, so we're going to run yours, too. You know, we try to get the heavy hitters on like yourself, so it's a good thing. We've had an interesting night with not being able to get hooked up with the home studio, so we're basically doing this off the phone, you and I. So let's get into it.
Okay.
You know, since we've last talked, just kind of take me through kind of where we're at now, and I know we've got a draft coming up, the college draft on the 21st, so maybe just kind of freshen things up for all the Dynamo fans.
Yeah, so there's been a lot going on. Obviously, it takes a long time to get trades done and to acquire players and to release players and all that type of thing. You know, MLS. You know, there is no mechanism in the MLS in which you can just get rid of guys and bring in new guys. It just doesn't work that way. And so, you know, I'm personally adapting to that. Matt Jordan obviously has a lot of experience with that, and he's working extremely hard to bring in a couple players that we really want. And you know, as you can see, we started first with the addition of Fafa. One of the things that we were looking at is obviously we have a game model, we have a way of playing, and we're trying to add players that fit exactly into the profile of how we want to play. I don't want to make it a perfect science, but this is kind of, this is how we look at things. And, you know, Fafa was the first acquisition, and he was a good one because he was the perfect 7. He can do the 7 or the 11. You know, then we brought in Joe Corona, who could be the 6 or the 8. You know, if we want to be more offensive, Joe can play the 6 as more of a, attacking distributor type of 6. And then last year we had already brought in what I felt were two pieces that are important for the future, one being Zarek Valentin, and another one being, Ari Lassiter. We also added, Ian Hoffman, who's a young player. We added Palomino, as a homegrown player, who I think will end up contributing. So slowly we're adding pieces. You know, it's a process. It takes a little while. We're not taking responsibility away. We know that, we have to win, so we can't promise that this is all going to happen somewhere in the future. You know, this is going to have to happen as soon as possible. So we're working on that. I feel pretty confident that we'll be able to announce another player in the next couple of days that we've acquired, and then hopefully a couple other things that we're working on that will allow us to announce a couple more players next week. So it's all been a long process, but so far, hopefully we'll see the results of some of the work that's been going on in the background in the next week or so.
Talking to Tab Ramos, head coach of the Houston Dynamo. Let's go into Joe a little bit more, because Joe's coming on the show a little bit later after you. This is a guy that's logged a lot of games in Mexico. A great story where he goes to a tryout, gets picked up, fights his way up to the first team, and then ends up playing well over 100 games for them.
Yeah, I mean, Joe is one that I've had a few conversations with. You know, his experience in particular, he's played for some big clubs. If you consider, in MLS alone, having played for the Galaxy, which I consider to be a big club. But in Mexico, obviously he did well for Tijuana, but he played for America. And it's not easy to play for a big club like that, where you're expected to win all the time, every time you step on the field. And that's one of the things that Joe and I talked about, that we didn't just want to be a place where, some of the guys that had been in other places just come to sort of play out their career. I wanted to make sure that we bring guys who want to win now and who hold themselves accountable, when things aren't going well. And I think Joe is one of those guys. So we're very happy to have him on board, because I can tell you that he's excited about coming to Houston, and he's excited about helping this team win. That's what he wants.
Tab Ramos joining us here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. And Tab, I assume he's the guy. I know how important the middle third of the field is, and being very useful with the ball and nurturing it. I guess he really fits that sort of type of player for you as well to improve that middle third possession.
Yeah, and that's something that we struggled with last year. We really were not good in the center of the midfield holding onto the ball. You know, you need special players in there to be able to drop a shoulder and find space, you know, and sort of come in to receive, open up, and switch fields, you know, switch the point of attack. And we didn't do that well last year. And, you know, when you play in a 4-3-3 where you're playing with wingers, it's really important that you get them the ball quickly from one side of the field to the other to isolate them 1v1. And I feel like, you know, like Joe brings that quality, and he will help us improve with that, and that hopefully we can possibly add another player in that part of the field that can help us as well.
Tab, how about the center back position? I heard you talking about, you know, we've got to find center backs that can defend in the open field, and that probably goes along with the whole system that you need athletic defenders, and that can be done. Is that an area you're really focused on making some moves?
We did, and I feel good about possibly being able to announce someone next week. Hopefully, you know, sometimes, you know, things take time. But us finding a center back, it wasn't just as simple as saying, okay, let's just find an athletic center back who can chase balls down. Because we really were interested in finding someone who could be a leader, someone who was vocal, someone who, you know, who was accountable, you know, all of those things. And that's really difficult to find. And in particular, if you go overseas looking for that, because in the end, when you're looking at players from overseas, it's, you know, it's hard to see how or predict how they're going to adapt. Sometimes they take longer. And, you know, I feel like we really don't have the time. So we've really done our homework in that area. And hopefully, you know, things work well, and we're going to be able to get the type of player that fits all those qualities that I just mentioned.
Well, that's a possibility next week, right?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. You know, things take time, and you know how this works in MLS. You know, always teams are talking to each other, and anything can happen. So, we're hopeful that we can announce an important player next week.
Still looking for another striker, or content with what you have now?
Personally, I'm never content with, you know, strikers. You always want to have as many as possible. There's we're making some moves there too. We feel like that was an area last year. If you remember, you know, I came on your show a bunch of times and we talked about how much we have the ball on the attacking third and we just don't find solutions in the end, and we're just not finding the goal. Or we're just not scoring. We're taking the shots, but we're not scoring. So it's definitely an area that we need more help in. You know, as we mentioned before, we brought Fafa in, but it's likely that we'll have at least two other additions in that area.
Wow, that's exciting stuff. 21st, you got the college draft coming up, and the Dynamo over the years prior to your arrival have not really hit enough hits on these college drafts where you can get inexpensive players that, you know, will not count against your salary cap. You got a good draft pick in this one. I got to think you're looking to get somebody that can get some minutes in the first season in the league.
Yeah, well, I mean, we really feel like in this draft, there's definitely four or five players who can make a difference on an MLS team. If maybe not as a starter, as someone who can contribute throughout the year, and having the third pick, you know, we feel like we can get a special player in that position. Obviously things can change too, depending on what happens with everything else we do. We could also be potentially open to the idea of moving away from that pick. At the moment, if I have to say, we're going to use that pick and we're going to use it on an important player who's going to help the team. But I don't want to fully commit to that because, you know, things can happen.
Yeah, and it's interesting with the college players and you know, not having played for quite some time. I guess that makes it very challenging for you guys not having been able to watch guys, so obviously you're having to depend on, you know, analyzing them from the past and maybe talking to their coaches and things.
Yeah, I mean, it's been challenging because it's not as simple as in the past. You go to a combine and you see all the players that you had already been doing some homework on. Now we really can't see them. We're relying a lot on video. I started calling players myself already, so a couple of the players that could potentially go in the top 10, I've already called. I've already spoken with their coaches. We had, within our technical staff, we had about a two and a half hour draft meeting yesterday that was specifically only going position by position on top prospects that could be available in the draft. So we're doing as much homework as we can, but, you know, like you're saying, it's really difficult this time. The players just, most of them have only played six or seven games in the last 12 months. And, you know, that's not a lot for us to base our decisions on.
Yeah, that's a bit of a worry, too, because, it's difficult. And listen, I know it's challenging. It's a lot of hard work that you guys are doing right now. Excited to see who some of these new signings are coming up as you continue to put it together. I continue to wish you the best of luck with that, and I want to get you back on here where we have a normal interview, and it's not so difficult here having to do it by phone. So my apologies for that tonight, but thank you for coming on and really shedding some good light on a number of different things, Steph.
Thank you. I appreciate always you having me on. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night, Tab. We'll talk soon.